The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and back-to-school related episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real, and we are always unscripted. And I am your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melanie Martirana.
And you might ask, what does that mean to be a back-to-school related show? Well, a lot of people, when they go back to school, because they're around a lot of people that perhaps might be getting sick, you might want to consider how to protect and build and keep healthy your immune system. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things regarding illness and how to keep your immune system strong, things like that, which all of us need, not just when we're getting sick. So we're going to be talking a lot more of that during the show. But before we do, Melody needs to remind all of us how you can stay connected to us.
Well, our main hub is cohradio.com. And of course, for all of you who have been listening to us for a long time, you can still reach us at crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Don't forget that radio part, or you will not reach us. But some of you may have us saved as a favorite. But for those of you who are new, you can use that little shortcut, cohradio.com, which is a hub that will also link you to emeraldlabs.com, which is our company page. So if you want to learn more about the science behind our products, and just a little bit more about who we are as a company, you can go to emeraldlabs.com, and then you can also link over to supplements.one. Now, supplements.one is our primary web affiliate. We do have other web affiliates out there, and obviously, you know, we've got some great mom and pop stores. Hopefully, you guys aren't having any trouble finding products in your area. We're with Sprouts and Vitamin Shoppe. But there's only one place where you can actually access every single product we make, and that is our web affiliate, supplements.one. That's supplements.one. So ditch the .com. It's .one. And they do sell our products at a discount price every day. But exclusive to you who listen to Crossroads of Health, when we talk about various products like immune response and supporting that when you guys go back to school or when your children are going back to school, anything that we make that is related to helping with the topic of the week will be given an additional discount when we give our Getting to Know You code at the end of the show. So those are exclusive savings you can only get on supplements.one.
There you go. And we're here to serve you however we can with our partners, everything else. So hopefully those are all good things that can give you access to our products. Years ago, people asked me about just the products and the way we set them up and business, the way we price them. And I want you to know, I just told someone today, I said, we never charge what the market will bear for a product. I charge a fair markup. So, you know, we can stay in business as business, make some money, but I want you guys to have access to these products. So I charge whatever is fair. I'll never charge, oh, we can get a little more for this product, so we're going to charge more. I will never do that to you because I want you to have access to everything we make. So anyway, well, we want to get into our talking points this week. So this talking point is germane to the subject matter. This is on flu. It's a big issue for so many people. So I'm going to talk about that. So the flu, more properly called influenza, is an acute viral infection of the upper respiratory tract. Many people have difficulty distinguishing between the flu and the common cold, and indeed, many of the symptoms are the same. Colds, however, tend to come on slowly and produce symptoms restricted to the chest, the neck, and the head. In contrast, the flu attacks swiftly and is accompanied by body-wide symptoms, including fever, aches, and general fatigue. While most people recover from colds within a few days, it may take weeks before the lingering fatigue and the cough of a flu completely disappear. The three classifications of the influenza virus are A, B, and C. The most common virus is influenza A. Swine flu is in this group. It often occurs in epidemics during the late fall or early winter. Guess what? We're moving into back to school early or late fall. Well, we're moving into that season. So the highest incidence of the flu is in the school children.
I can attest to that.
Yes. It generally takes 48 hours after initial exposure for symptoms to begin occurring. Chills, a fever, a headache, and muscular aches and pains are the most common initial symptoms, followed by a severe cough. Acute symptoms usually subside in 2 to 3 days. People who are most at risk for serious complications include those with chronic pulmonary or heart disease. The influenza viruses mutate constantly, changing their structure just enough so that it is more difficult to build up immunity to them. That's, you know, it's just so bad that, you know, how all this stuff in the body works. It's like they keep changing. So it's hard. They can't nail these little suckers down.
That's also a reason why, personally, I can't tell you all out there what to do. But personally, I don't get the flu shot. And, you know, there's been many years where the flu virus is completely mutated by the time the flu shot has come out. So right. it's amazing how quickly these little viruses get smart and get ahead of, you know, right. these treatments that are out there.
And that's we're going to give you some studies that they've done, things that can help naturally instead of getting the flu shot. My mom used to say, she's passed away now, but she used to say, every time I get the flu shot, guess what? I get the flu like a week later. So, you know, so I've never gotten the flu shot unless it was when I was young in school. So the viruses are usually highly contagious. They are communicated via coughs and sneezes, which propel infected droplets into the air and onto surfaces. Most communities see an outbreak of at least one flu virus every winter. Every 2 to 3 years, the flu reaches epidemic proportions. As with the common cold, there is no conventional cure for the flu. However, specific natural therapies described in this section, which I'll read some of those studies, have the potential to abort a flu in its early stages. The wisest course of action is to keep your immune system strong and healthy during the winter months, thereby reducing the virus's ability to take hold in your body. Eat well, exercise, rest, and follow the other general recommendations that we'll talk about in this show, and those things can be helpful also. Flu vaccines are hardly promoted as a key to preventing the flu, yet their effectiveness is controversial. Some flu vaccines have very low rates of effectiveness. So if you have a compromised immune system or a chronic chest condition such as asthma, emphysema, cardiovascular disease, you should see a doctor immediately if you catch the flu. Very young children should also receive medical care right away. No matter what your age or physical condition, if a case of the flu leads to difficulty breathing or tightness in the chest, you should contact your doctor. So there are cases where you need to go see a doctor, but I want to give you some of the studies that have been done, which are just really interesting because this is some real practical help for you. You know, homeopathy is something that Dr. Stengler, he being a naturopathic doctor, studied homeopathy. And in 1998, the French Society of Homeopathy concluded a 10-year survey of 23 homeopathic doctors and their use of influenzium for the flu, for flu prevention in 453 patients. In about 90% of the cases, no instances of the flu occurred when influenzium was used. And these homeopathics, you can look at Whole Foods and Sprouts and any local health food store, they should have a homeopathic section. So that's something you should look at. And then also, Lomatium, L-O-M-A-T-I-U-M, was a life-saving remedy for Native American Indians living in the Nevada desert during the Spanish flu epidemic that killed over 500,000 people in the United States and 22 million people worldwide. I remember reading about this. That's, I mean, 22 million people. So
that's incredible.
These little suckers, they can be deadly. So, but a local medical doctor noted that the Native American Indians were recovering from the Spanish flu by ingesting boiled lomatium root. It is believed that phytochemicals found in lomatium root inhibit viruses from replicating and stimulate white blood cell activity. So there's all these cool things in nature that, you know, so many people don't know about. And that's just one of them. So these are things you can consider. And then also N-acetylcysteine, there were Italian researchers. They found that N-acetylcysteine is very helpful for thinning out the mucus in the head when you've got a lot of impacted mucus and during, you know, flu season. And it also it can boost the immune system. And then there was a double-blind placebo-controlled study in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine reported that people who received elderberry extract 4 tablespoons a day for adults and 2 tablespoons for children for 3 days significantly improved their flu symptoms. 90% of people taking this herbal extract were completely well in 2 to 3 days as compared to 6 days for those taking a placebo. So, and there's one more thing because it did talk about cough in here. We read this in a previous show, but I told my daughter about this the other day because she had a cough. So there's a 2012 study published in the Journal of Pediatrics, and they found that honey alone was very effective and even superior to pharmaceutical treatments for nighttime coughs in children. A different study included 97 adults who had experienced a cough for more than 3 weeks as a result of an upper respiratory tract infection. Researchers divided participants into three groups, and all were given a tablespoon of jam-like paste mixed in warm water 3 times a day. The first group received 20.8 grams of honey. I told my daughter, did you use 20.8 grams? She goes, I didn't measure. I'm like, whatever. Anyway, 20.8 grams of honey combined with 2.9 grams of coffee. She said, do I really have to do the coffee? I'll be up all night. But I'm reading you the study, but it was really interesting. So 20.8 grams of honey, 2.9 grams of coffee. The second group was given the steroid prednisone at a dose of 13.3 milligrams. And the third group, the control group, was given the mucus thinning medication, guaifenesin. At the end of 1 week, the honey and coffee group had the most significant reduction in cough frequency. The mixture was much more effective than steroids or guaifenesin. So honey and coffee, 20.8 grams versus, and 2.9. When our daughters were young, I never really knew. I just, when they would cough, it was so hard. I'd sometimes just go to Rite Aid and get whatever they had. But anyway, good information if you have flu-like symptoms for building immune system. We're out of time. I think Melody has something else to say, but she's going to say it when we come back for segment two. So please stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients.
You can find the Emerald line of products at finer health stores nationwide or online at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And this week, we are talking about your immune system and going back to school and all the issues related with that. We all know there's a lot of flu viruses, there's a lot of sickness that can be going around. So we want to make sure that our immune systems are built up and ready to deal with those issues. But if you are just tuning in with us, you want to be reminded that you can go to cohradio.com, cohradio.com. That's our hub. You can get to supplements.one, where you can purchase these products we're talking about at 10% below MSRP every day. You can also connect to emeraldlabs.com, where you can get more information on all these Emerald Labs products. So it's just a great hub. You can get archived shows there, all kinds of good stuff. And if you are on social media, if you're on Instagram, you can go to at COH Radio, or for Emerald, at Emerald I'm Free. If you're on Facebook, facebook.com/COH Radio or /Emerald I'm Free. So we've tried to do a good job with posting. We post about once a day, all kinds of fun stuff they put on there. So, and they're doing some videos. One of our salespeople out there in the United States, he's doing some great videos educating about products. So there's just a lot of good stuff out there. So go check it out if you're so inclined. But anyway, I know Melody had something to say. We were talking about cough and the honey and coffee remedy in the first segment. So I know she wanted to add something to that.
Well, I also, you know, we've talked about this in other segments too, because I wanted to let you guys all, you know, remember about Manuka honey versus raw honey and regular honey, because Manuka has some really unique properties about it. It's actually made by bees who source their nectar only from the Manuka plant. Now, Manuka is also sometimes called tea tree. And it's really funny because when I was researching this, I saw this little plant and it happens to be a plant that I have in my backyard right now.
Wow.
My sister and her boyfriend actually did these little fairy gardens with my kids and they really loved building them. And they had all these succulents in there and whatever. And one of the plants, I was looking at it, I'm like, this is so interesting. And I looked it up and it said it was a tea tree. And then when I went to look up Manuka because I wanted to see what the plant looked like, it's right. actually the same thing, but it's very small. Wow. So who knows? I may be able to grow a big old Manuka plant and figure out how to do this.
We're going
to
start selling Manuka honey. Right.
We're going to start,
backyard.
Yes, Emerald Manuka honey. We only have, you know.
We have two jars.
They're 2 ounces each.
We're out of stock. That's it. Sorry.
They're 2 ounces each. No, but with Manuka, you know, they only source nectar from the Manuka plant. With raw honey, bees will derive nectar from any of the plants. Now, the Manuka has a dark tan or amber color, and raw honey and regular honey do come in different colors. Now, the quality of Manuka honey is strictly monitored by the New Zealand-based Unique Manuka Factor Honey Association, so the UMFHA. And so the label must contain a UMF rating indicating the strength of its antibacterial properties. So in Manuka contains, you know, amino acids, antioxidants, B vitamins, and various minerals. This is just a very, very interesting type of honey. And I have mentioned this in other shows, but if you're going to be using Manuka honey, it's really important to, you know, maintain all those amazing properties, not to use a metal spoon when you dip into it. So yeah, just another little thing. And, you know, Rick and I were talking during the break because, you know, we each have kids who are back to school right now. And I know that one of your kids had a pretty big milestone this year.
She did. My oldest daughter, Courtney, I have always told the girls from they were very young, I said, one of my roles as your dad is to take you from dependence to independence from when you're 0 to 18. And I said, so many of the decisions I made all had that as an overarching kind of guide for me that I'm trying to get you. I said, look, not to be morbid, I said, look, I could be dead and gone tomorrow. You never know. Life, you know, you just don't know. And I said, you need to be able to know how to function in this world in which we live. And it's not easy. So I said, so she's 18. She went off to college. And Cassidy, her younger sister, she's going in 3 years, Lord willing. But anyway, I said, are you going to cry when we say goodbye? She goes, no, I'm not going to cry. She still said, oh, I didn't say I wasn't going to cry. I go, yes, you did. She said, no, I'm not going to cry.
Miss Independent.
Yeah, we were there all day long, moving her into her dorm and all that stuff. And so at the end, we're saying goodbye. And all of a sudden, Courtney, oh, my mascara is running. And then my wife, then she starts going, I go, oh, my goodness. And I actually was okay. I was surprised. I said, I really don't know. But I was actually okay. But my wife, she's usually sort of a controlled crier. But I said, you are kind of a little blubbery.
It's her baby.
She goes, when I saw Cassidy crying, the sensitivity of seeing the two daughters, like the younger daughter loving and missing her older, she goes, that just got me. And she goes, I was so overly tired because there's been so much going on lately. She goes, I was like, wow, that was a different type of crying for you. But anyway, but yeah, so she's there now and we're very happy and we hope. I'm sure she'll do well. She's diving there. They have competitive diving. They only have one diver. They have a swim team. And I said, look, she'll always come in first for Masters College because they only have one diver. So there you go.
Anyway. That's so cool. That's great. Yeah. Well, Ella just started first grade this year. So she's no longer with the kinder, with the babies that start on campus. So she's officially in, you know, first grade this year. And she's got a very nice teacher. And every morning when I've been dropping her off, I get her and Allie out of the car. And so we all walk together to go drop her off because the line to drop the kids off is a nightmare. It feels like you're just sitting in an epic amount of traffic. So we're just out there getting the sunshine. The girls run around on the grass while we walk up. And it's been a really nice little experience. Wow. So
nice.
Yeah, but I do know that, you know, with Allie still in preschool and, you know, unfortunately, kids, especially at that age, are pretty gross.
That's a true statement.
They are. Fingers go into noses and into mouths and
all the
everywhere.
Orifices, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, don't do that. And she just laughs and thinks it's hilarious. And I'm like, You know, I just know that at some point one of them is going to come home sick. But, you know, another thing, too, because we were talking about all this practical advice for flu, and we're going to talk a lot more about what to do to boost your immune system. But even with kids, though, Rick has talked about this in other shows, and I really, really love this piece of advice about sugar and vitamin C. So I hope that as the show goes on, we can talk a little more about that, because we do have Pure Way C to talk about today. But I have been very, very strict with sugar this week in particular, because it's back to school, the last 2 weeks, actually, because I am not all about one of us, you know, getting sick, because then it just passes around the house.
Exactly. Hey, I will say, when Julie and I got married, I'm sure I've said this at some point on our radio shows through the years, but when we got married, what I put vitamin C on plates on the table, and I said, so when you eat the wedding cake, because it's sugar, if you have the vitamin C. So Julie was like, do you really want to put vitamin C? I go, yes, I want to have vitamin C on all the tables. So she let me do that, ladies out there. And my wife's like, do you really have to do that? So
she knew anyway, she was marrying.
So 500 milligrams of vitamin C, and that was at our wedding. So, but we'll explain later why that's important for your to keep your white cells activity or functioning properly. But I know, Melody, you've got a talking point.
I do, and my talking point's really short, so I can probably get it in before we have to break for the next segment.
All right.
But this particular topic is something I wanted to talk about, because it is definitely affecting me in my area. You know, our business is based in LA County, but I live in Orange County. I'm one of the people who drives a little farther because I love what I do, so it's worth the drive. I have to tell you, we've had major mosquitoes going on out in Orange County.
Oh boy.
And, you know, they carry a lot of different viruses, and there's a lot of things to watch out for. And I just recently learned that mosquitoes tend to be more interested in certain blood types, and there are certain people that would be categorized as excretors versus other people. I'm definitely an excreter, because if there is a mosquito within a mile, it's going to come find me and it's going to enjoy itself.
Wow.
Meanwhile, I will be suffering, and I tend to actually have a more severe reaction to them, where they kind of turn into more hivish looking things, and then they eventually turn into weird like little boil that pusses over, and it's just, it's not cute. It's very miserable. So this is the all natural solution for ultimate mosquito protection. Odds are the worst part of the season has been hounding you for weeks already. Yes, with the warmer weather and in many areas spring rains, mosquitoes are back and looking for blood. Your blood. Who says vampires aren't real? These little monsters don't just make you itch and scratch like crazy. They can also spread real and deadly diseases all across the country, including West Nile, Zika, dengue, and more. And seniors face the biggest risk. But you can help them out of your home, out of your yard, and off your skin all year long, and you can do it without chemical sprays. You could sum up the weather for 2019 for the entire nation so far in a single word: wet. The Northeast had snowstorms well into spring. In the South, it feels like it's never stopped raining. Midwest got the worst of both worlds with snow and rain. Even on the West Coast, we've had double the normal amounts of rain and snow in many areas. That's led to wet ground all around from both rain and melting snow, forming the perfect spring and summer conditions for mosquitoes to breed and spread. But you can turn your home into a new no-bug zone, at least as much as possible, without dumping toxic chemicals into your yard and air and onto your skin. Step one, eliminate standing water. Mosquitoes can breed in any puddle of any size, so flatten out areas as much as you can to limit puddles. Make sure there are no objects like upside down trash can lids where rainwater can collect. And if you have a water feature, keep it flowing with a fountain or add mosquito eating fish. Step two, add mosquito repelling plants to your yards, including citronella, which we have in our front yard, eucalyptus, lavender, lemongrass, we have lavender as well, and geraniums. They can thrive non-invasively in your area. These contain natural oils that bugs hate. Plant them close to anywhere you like to sit, especially the porch. Both of these other steps will reduce the number of mosquitoes, but they won't eliminate them. Since all it takes is one hungry bug to get bitten, protect your body with long pants and shirts when possible and natural repellents. One product to consider is Buds Away, which contains citronella oil, cedarwood, peppermint, eucalyptus, and lemongrass. And there's actually a lemon eucalyptus oil that is considered to be just as effective as some of the harsher chemicals for fighting off mosquitoes.
Okay. We're out of time, so stay tuned. We'll be right back for segment three of Crossroads of Health.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here today with your host, Rick Simpson, talking about something that we can all get some benefit from, and that is supporting immune response, especially during this time of year where we've all, you know, if you have kids, they've gone back to school. Maybe you're a college student, you've gone back to school. But in any case, the minute you start interacting with more people, or your kids do, you know, it's highly likely that somebody will come home or share an unwanted illness. Now, before the break, I shared a talking point about natural mosquito protection. And Rick, I know you had something to share, but if you did miss any part of the show, let me just digress. Rick, I'm going to use your word because I almost skipped over this. If you missed any part of the show, go to www.cohradio.com, or you can go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com. It will all go the same place, and that will lead you to emeraldlabs.com, our company site, where you can learn more in depth details about the products, or to supplements.one, our online affiliate that gives exclusive discount coupons to you, our listeners. So, Rick, you had a funny story that you were telling me over the break that had to do with mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah. So my brother, Bob, he's the president of the manufacturing company. And so he kind of keeps the operations going over there. And then I'm the sort of technical sales guy. So I'm the CEO, he's the president, and we work very well together. But when we were young, we grew up in Mammoth, California, Mammoth Lakes, California. My dad built a big cabin up there on a lake called Lake Mary. We used to spend the whole summer up there, and a lot of mosquitoes up there. So Melody's mosquitoes talking point made me think of this. So I remember one year, the mosquitoes get all these bites. So one landed on Bob's arm, and he goes, "I heard if you make a really hard muscle in your forearm, they actually get their proboscis stuck and they can't get it out." So this mosquito lands, he's just waiting for it to land. He lands, he sticks it in there, and you can actually watch, you can see their little body filling up with blood. It's disgusting. He's watching, it's filling up. He's like, "Oh, this is going to be great." And then at the end, he just flies away. Bob's like, "Oh my gosh, it goes on my blood." You know, it's terrible. Anyway, so that doesn't work. Just
you,
so
you have
all
to
know.
Tell how old you think Bob was, though, because he's like
7, 8, 9 years old. I don't know. Yeah. So anyway, but that doesn't work. That proboscis comes right out, and bye bye. There goes your blood. I remember I used to swat him, and then your blood kind of. Sorry, is that more?
Oh yeah. I think anybody who's had problems with mosquitoes, it's just
ugh. Oh my gosh, disgusting.
Well, so, yeah. So.
Anyway. All right. So we have three products we're talking about this week. We're talking about Pureway C, Deep Immune, and our L-cetrioglutathione. And I think we should just start with the Deep Immune. We've talked about this before, but this is a product that I personally take every day.
As do I.
And just because this is, you can buy products that are to deal with bacterial infections or even viral infections with some of the studies you read, things you can take that are deal with acute illness issues. And then there are products that you don't take those products every day. They're Echinacea, Golden Seal, those are not products generally you take every day. Those are what you take when you're getting something. And Echinacea has been shown to shorten the length of cold symptoms by quite a bit. But the deep immune is something that is continually building and maintaining a healthy immune function, because at the end of the day, your body's supposed to be able to fight infections on its own. So the deep immune is something very, very powerful, something Dr. Stengler developed not just for illness, but for, there are studies regarding patients that have had cancer, and that I'm not suggesting this when you have cancer, take this, and this will cure your cancer. We're not suggesting that at all. I'm just saying that the studies have shown that when people are on chemotherapy drugs, some of those side effects, they can be limited, those negative effects, with the use of maitake gold, one of the active constituents in this formula. So there is some relationship there to chemo drugs. And so that's really significant. And there's just a lot of really good information on this formula. So I'm going to let Melody just sort of dive right in, and then I will jump in where I need to.
So in the early 80s, maitake gold MG404 is really interesting, because in the early 80s, Dr. Nanba, who is a professor of microbiology and an expert mycologist at Kobe Pharmaceutical University, was intensively studying the medicinal properties of various mushrooms. And in 1984, he actually discovered an important maitake fraction, or a specialized component, that stimulated macrophages. Through a special extraction method, the important D fraction, as it was named, was isolated. So it was now possible to produce a standardized form of specific beta-glucan polysaccharides, beta-1, 6, glucan, and beta-1, 3 glucan. So he patented the D fraction that same year. And then later in his research, he used a further purification process and patented what is known as the MD fraction, which is sold now under the trademark maitake gold 404. So according to the studies, it has the ability to both directly enhance the damaging activity of NK cells and to help change the NK precursor cells into activated NK cells. Dr. Nanba and other researchers have actually identified several mechanisms through which the maitake beta-glucans provide immune support. And there's several Japanese studies that have been published in regards to the immunomodulating effects of maitake. So, and then, you know, we've also got Coriolis, the turkey tail. It's also known as turkey tail because it kind of looks like a little turkey fan, also known as Coriolis versicolor. And it has more than 400 published studies demonstrating significant immunomodulating properties in both healthy people and in those affected by chronic conditions. So it's really well known in East Asian medicine, especially in Japan and China. It has an extensive history of use in both traditional and modern conventional practice. So now the thing about both of these mushroom extracts that are being used in the deep immune is that they are hot water extracted. And that's really important, because mushrooms have something in their cellular walls. It's like it's called chitin. It's the chitin wall, and that structure needs to be broken down. And the only thing that's going to be able to do that is the hot water extraction. So if you really want to get to all of those good immunosupportive properties, you need to break down that chitin wall. Now, astragalus it's a very powerful plant, but it's actually been used for many, many different things. I mean, I've got a list a mile long here.
Literally. Out the door.
Out the red carpet. No, there's been studies showing that it's helpful for allergic rhinitis or hay fever. There's some preliminary clinical research that shows that taking a specific astragalus root extract standardization twice a day for 3 to 6 weeks can help improve symptomology associated with rhinorrhea, sneezing, and itching compared to placebo. There's preliminary clinical trials showing that it may be helpful in improving cardiac output. So, and aplastic anemia, chemotherapy toxicity, related fatigue, chronic fatigue syndrome. There's just so many different things that astragalus has been shown to be helpful with. But these ingredients are all very well studied, very well known to be very immune protective and supportive. And then top that off with Mariva. So there's a lot of people who understand the value of turmeric when they're looking to boost their immune system and support their immune system. But the thing is that not all turmeric is created equal. We've talked about this in several different shows, because we use one specialized form of turmeric root extract standardized on curcuminoids, and that is Mariva. turmeric's really unique because it actually can get broken down inside the gut very, very easily. It doesn't survive the stomach very well, unless it's combined with fat. And there are other companies out there that do what's called lecithin blending. They'll blend it with the fat to to up the absorption.
And
but
go ahead. And not just a fat, but it's a phospholipid that needs to, because it's not like you can take with olive oil and that's it. It has to be a phospholipid. So lecithin is a phospholipid. Phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine. So that's the specific fat it has to be bonded to or with.
So the blending though occurs with the phospholipid or, you know, that specific type of fat. But Mareva is produced in a very special way. And the technology that's used is they call it embedded in a lipid matrix. And it is clinically proven to be superior to other forms because it's actually 29 times more bioavailable, 29 times better absorption. So all of the wonderful things that people expect from turmeric, they're going to get 29 times better benefit from using an ingredient here like Mareva, which we include in the Deep Immune Health. We also do put that in other different formulas where, you know, maybe inflammatory factors are an issue or immune support is an issue. So this is a very, very powerful formula. And I have to tell you, I take it every day as well because, you know, I have little ones. Like I said, my kids are 3 and 6 right now and they can come home with anything. And I've just always had an immune system that I can tend to catch everything. You know, if it's coming around, it's going to come my way eventually. But with Deep Immune, I have really noticed a noted difference in not getting sick as often, recovering much more quickly, and even things like cold sores. You know, I unfortunately am one of many, many, many people out there who get cold sores. It's so easy to contract and to spread. I mean, you could have an aunt who has a cold sore, give you a kiss, and when you're 5 years old and you don't get an outbreak until you're 25, you never know how you get them, but they're very easily spread. So, but I have noticed, I only started getting them when I was pregnant with Ella. My immune system just was so compromised early on in my pregnancy. Suddenly I started getting them. And then I was getting them so regularly, it was becoming very challenging. And Dr. Stengler actually recommended a homeopathic treatment that really did help to slow it down. But since I started taking Deep Immune, I don't even think that I've had one single breakout since I've been on Deep Immune every single day. I know that we are running out of time for the segment. In fact, we're out of time for the segment and we've still got a lot more to bring to you. So I guess we'll be right back.
Yeah, exactly. So stay tuned and we'll be back for segment 4 of Crossroads of Health.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Lab's science-based multivitamin formulas by going to www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here with your host today, Rick Simpson. And we have got a very healthy, immune-supportive show here for you today.
Yes, we do.
Yes, indeed. Hopefully, this will help all of you who are going back to school, who have kids that are going back to school, just who have any of you who may just be struggling with some immune compromise or another. And, you know, before the break, this show is just flying by. We were talking about the Deep Immune formula, which I love. I take it every day. Rick takes it every day too. And it's just such a powerhouse of ingredients. But Rick, I know you had something else you wanted to share, because I know we're just cramming so much into this show.
We are. We still got to get through glutathione and pure whey C. But real quickly, I just want to let people know, as a manufacturer, I used to work with a guy. He was a PhD immunologist from UCLA here in Los Angeles. Top-notch guy, and he had a product, actually has a few products that he ran, but he had his product. It was a transfer factor, which is actually, if you go online, you can look up transfer factor. It's kind of interesting for immune, but he did have a beta-1-3-1-6 D-glucan, and I wanted to just make people aware that there are different sources for beta-1-3-1-6. Mushrooms, I talked to a PhD mycologist, the guy that studies mushrooms, a PhD mycologist years ago that we used to run products for, and he said the gold standard for beta-1-3-1-6 D-glucans is mushrooms. You can also get it from Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is yeast. You can get it from oats, but the gold standard from his perspective is really the mushroom beta-glucan. So that's really what you want, which is of course what we use in the Deep Immune. I'm not suggesting that Saccharomyces cerevisiae, that's bad. It's just that the PhD mycology said the mushrooms, that's really the gold standard. And it's not something that's produced in lab. It's what's found in the mushroom. So that's what Mark uses. And that's what the studies have shown really works great. But anyway, we want to get into glutathione. And glutathione, this is a special glutathione. It's called Cetria. That is the brand name from a company called Kiowahaka. You can look that up online. Glutathione is a polypeptide. It is a blend of three amino acids, glycine, cysteine, and glutamic acid. It's not just an admixture. You don't just take the three amino acids and blend them up and say, oh, it's glutathione magically. It's actually a molecule. But when that molecule hits the stomach acid, a lot of times with standard glutathione, it is broken up in the stomach acid. And the name of the game is you've got to get the glutathione into the bloodstream molecularly as glutathione. That is challenging. But Cetria has shown through human clinical trials that theirs stays as glutathione and gets into the bloodstream as glutathione. Previous to this particular raw material, Dr. Stengler, he would only give glutathione as an injection because he knew that you really can't effectively get in the bloodstream unless you inject it. So this was really a landmark deal when they developed this particular raw material. So it's really something. But they do have some research on immune function, that they've measured immune function with, I believe it's 250 milligrams of the Cetria and then 750 milligrams. I personally take at least 750 milligrams a day, but that it enhanced immune function, immune response in the body. So that's a big deal. Normally with glutathione, you think of it as the master antioxidant. It, you know, offering tremendous free radical protection, and it recharges other antioxidants like vitamin C, vitamin E, CoQ10, things like that. But its immune capabilities, that's also really interesting. So this glutathione, there's nothing like it. This is the only one that you really want to get. If you're going to spend your money, don't waste it on the other glutathions unless they're Cetria. So just an amazing product. And I'm sure Melody wants to add something else.
Well, the thing I love about this too is that, so we have this as a standalone where you can get the 250 milligrams, but it's also something that you can find throughout the product line. In the anti-aging complex, you can get a serving of glutathione, and also in the men's and women's over 45 multis, we include some glutathione in there as well because it is so powerful and so protective.
And we just want to give you the best that we can in all the products that we offer. And glutathione is just so valuable if you can get it. And most companies always look to see how many milligrams they're giving you. A lot of times the front of the label, oh, big words, glutathione. Then you look in the subfacts and it's a fairy dusting amount, like 1 milligram or something. We give you dosages that are healthy, respectable dosages in whatever product you get it in. But if you really want a therapeutic dose where if you had some chronic illness or something, you'd take it straight at 250 and then multiples of that. Anyway, we're going to run out of time, so we're going to talk about Pure Whey C quickly. Pure Whey C is unique in that it has a 12-hour blood retention time. Standard vitamin C, maybe 4 hours, maybe 6 max. So you can take it in the morning at night, but in the middle of the day, you have no protection. So the vitamin C, among the many things that vitamin C is helpful for, it has been shown in a Loma Linda study back in the 70s to actually keep the white cell activity functioning optimally. And what Melody was referring to at the beginning of the show, when you consume sugar, the Loma Linda study showed that you your white cell activity drops significantly to a level where you're very susceptible to getting a bacterial or viral infection that might be going around. But when you have the vitamin C at the same time you consume the sugar, that white cell activity never drops. It stays the same at that time, at that same level where you can effectively fight infection. So vitamin C's greatest asset when sickness is going around is to take it before you get something. Once you've gotten it, then you're looking to things like I mentioned, golden seal, echinacea, elderberry, things you talked about earlier, influenzium, the homeopathic. But vitamin C is a protective product. And so this one, because it's 12 hours, you take some in the morning, you take some at night, 24-hour coverage. And you can think of it like a metabolic broom, kind of sweeping out the cells, keeping everything clean and neat and organized. And so this is very important. And we do also include alpha-lipoic acid in here, which is, it helps to recycle and repotentiate the vitamin C. So that's just an additional benefit. I haven't seen anything like this product in the marketplace. I take this every day. I take about 3 in the morning, 3 at night, and great, great product. But I know
Gosh, this show has gone by so fast because there's just so much to talk about. But, you know, Pure We C, again, that's something that you're going to find all throughout the multis. It's the vitamin C that we use so that you do get that additional protection. So the great thing is, if you're already taking one of our multis, you know, we have 11 unique formulas, then you can take your multi in the morning with breakfast. And then at night before you go to bed, just take one, you know, take your Pure We C and you've got 24-hour coverage. This week, we have got a code for you. Knockout is the coupon code, and that's KNOCKOUT. And that will save you an additional how much, Rick?
This week, how about 45% off? That's below wholesale. Anytime we're anything above 40%, we're below wholesale. So these are deals you don't get every day, but I want you to have access to these products.
So when you use the code KNOCKOUT and you purchase Pure Way C, Deep Immune Health, or Cetria L-Glutathione this week on supplements.one, our web affiliate supplements.one, then you'll get an additional 45% off in addition to the 10% ongoing discount that they give every day. So that is totally exclusive to you as a Crossroads of Health listener. Now, Rick, we chose this code this week because both of us have had funny little incidents with our pets, basically either knocking themselves out or nearly doing so. Rick, what was your experience?
Yes, this, you could go a lot of directions with the code KNOCKOUT, but yeah, with our pets. So
I know we went the more innocent direction here.
Yeah, our poor dog Jetpack, she's about 2.5 years old now. She's a Schipperke. If you look that up online, Schipperke, I believe. She's a Belgian boat dog, purebred, beautiful dog.
She's so cute.
When we saw her online, and ours has a tail. A lot of them, they dock the tails. I said, no, her the tail's so pretty. But anyway, when she was very young, I'd pick her up, and she's not quite at the Jack Russell level, but she's very antsy, and she only has one speed, full speed. And so I had her in my arms, and she, you know, you're trying to hold her, and she pushing off, and pretty soon she jumps out of my arms. I'm like, oh, and you're trying to catch her, and she's falling and clunk right on her head. And man, after that, I'm like, oh my gosh. And she's walking around. It's like the cartoons with the, you know, the stars around her. She's kind of like walking around. You're like, oh great, now, you know, the dog, whatever. But I think within, you know, an hour, she was okay.
My pet that basically almost got knocked out was Spunky, the hamster that I've talked about in the past. And my nephew was about 2 at the time and was in the phase of throwing balls. He liked to throw balls. So poor little Spunky ended up being the victim of my nephew's two-year-old athletic abilities. He was cruising around in a ball and I watched my nephew, and it was like, you see it in slow motion. You want to stop it, but kind of like, no, he picked up Spunky in the ball and chucked him across the living room. And I was like, no. And I went to go get Spunky. Mind you, I'm only 12 at the time. And I open it up and I'm like, looking, I'm like, Spunky. And he comes crawling out. And then he was kind of back to normal. So anyways, so both of us have had pets that have almost been knocked out at one point or another. So with the code KNOCKOUT, KNOCKOUT, you can save an additional 45% off of Pure Way C, Deep Immune Health, or Cetria L-Glutathione this week on supplements.one. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, and join us again next week for another exciting episode of Crossroads of Health.